I've got Barry Gable at Live Nation, responsible for so much of our entertainment, with me on WTAM 1100. How are you, pal? Good morning.
I'm doing great, Bill. How are you?
Before we look ahead, take me back to Severance, Kenny Loggins. I saw so many people posting on their Instagram or Twitter, whatever, what a fantastic night that was.
And I was one of those people. And actually, I just sent you a video. It was a really phenomenal show. Kenny came in on Thursday, spent Friday morning at a Head Start program with about 100 kids. Later on that night, he spent some time with some VIP people. Mm-hmm. And everything was to raise money for the Contemporary Youth Orchestra, a phenomenal organization here that I'm happy to be on the board. Founded by Liza Grossman, did an incredible night at Severance Hall, two and a half hours. And he provided all of the hits, access for the kids. Some of the kids from Tri-C's a cappella group were involved as well. So he really is working very hard to, bridge the gap between performing with students and working with school systems that don't necessarily have music programs. He also brought his 20-year-old daughter, Hannah, who sang with the orchestra as well.
It was a fun night, and I saw you cutting a cake over at the House of Blues, and he just he was so kind with his time. We did a podcast with him. You can check it out on the podcast page at WTAM.com. Just an interesting guy, neat guy, written a lot of great stuff over the years, and fun. Kenny Loggins. Now let me cue it up here. Jimmy starts a Sunday night. It's the Son of a 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 Sailor tour at Blossom, and it kicks it all off, right, pal?
It sure does, and we're incredibly excited about this year's schedule, especially leading into the 50th anniversary of Blossom Music Center. Jimmy's almost sold out, so if you have not gotten tickets for Sunday, basically, it's a weekend concert with the Memorial Day weekend. You better hurry up and go get some. And then it just is like a death march, what I like to call, for the end of the summer, because we'll have 29 shows there. We'll have 21 shows over at Jacobs Pavilion. Buffett this Sunday, and then next Saturday is Dave Matthews Band. June 1, Dropkick Murphys, Post Malone over at Jacobs Pavilion on the 2nd. One of my favorite new artists who actually has been around for a really long time, Nathaniel Ratliff and the Night Sweats out of Denver, playing on Sunday, June 3rd. Vance Joy, Jack White, Dirty Heads, all of them right in a row. June 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Continually runs. We have Kenny Chesney out of Blossom on the 6th. We have a lot of shows this year where you have to pick your poison, because there's literally two or three shows each night in Cleveland.
I was going to ask you about that. This is your business. What are you seeing this year? There are so many acts, so many, you look at Steely Dan with the Doobies and what they're doing. So many different acts that are together that are touring this year, right, Barry?
That's exactly right. And, normally summer gets very, very busy, because that's where the bands that love playing outdoors and in places like Blossom Music, Jacobs Pavilion, are out touring. But it does seem, not only this year is there an incredible amount, there's an incredible amount of diversity that's out there as well. Everything, like we said, from 30 Seconds to Mars to classic rock like the Doobies and Steely Dan to new bands like Post Malone and Vance Joy and Tosh Sultana, to people that love to tour, and people come from all over to see them, like the Grateful Dead, where so we'll have those people coming in from out of town to see the band. And I don't want to forget about the stuff we have indoors, too, because Memorial Day weekend, we finish up on Monday with Journey and Def Leppard. Then there's only one more show, and that's at Quicken Loans Arena. And then we only have one more show at Quicken Loans Arena before they shut the place down and clean it up with Shania Twain on June 16th.
So Shania will do something special, I'm sure, that night, right?
All I care about is that she shows up. I cannot wait for that show.
She should do great. All right, LiveNation.com, Blossom Sunday night outside with Buffett, and then get back into the queue for a little Journey, right?
Yep. Hey, Bill, I want to give a shout-out to a kid. When you talk about the high school kids and TYO, you know the event we put on at the House of Blues,
yes,
the Tri-C High School Rock-Off. Well, I always want to applaud kids that have gone on to have careers in this very tough business, and a shout-out to Eric Potapenko, who his band won in 2010, group called Gravity. He took it upon himself, moved to L.A. He's going to be back in town playing at the House of Blues as the lead guitarist with the band, an R&B jazz blues performing artist by the name of Ledisi. Ledisi on June 8th. Check him out. He's great. Eric Potapenko, fantastic that he's making a career and starting right here in Brecksville.
That is fantastic. Great stuff. Barry Gable, Live Nation. Pal, thanks for all you do. We'll talk more throughout the summer, okay?
You got it, everybody. Have a wonderful holiday weekend.